This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, and Ted Johnson. We also have Stiz behind the glass. And Stiz has been hot and bothered about something, which I've also noticed.
I like when Stiz gets all worked up.
I do too. Stiz worked up is an enjoyable part
it's
of our
really
show
funny
and our
to
day.
See. Yeah.
So there has it's been this stuff. Evolution of FaceTime, which has been around forever. FaceTime came with iPhones. So they've been around since whatever that was, 2007 or 15 years, something
2000,
like that.
No. I think FaceTime didn't come around until 2010, 2011.
Okay, 2010. A long time, though. 15 years.
Yeah.
And it was cool. You used it. Oh, grandma can see the kids.
I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
And then I feel like it kind of...
Yeah. It was Skype.
And then it kind of ebbed downward. So Stiz asks, because FaceTime is on the comeback. A lot of people just FaceTime each other. FaceTime call, FaceTime call, FaceTime call.
I'd love to know your thoughts on that.
FaceTime has never really gone anywhere, has it?
Oh, I think it ebbed in its popularity. But it is back because the youngins, the youth movements, do a lot of FaceTiming. And Stiz, you have a question.
Well, Nick earlier brought up cell phones and flip phones, and
yep.
I wanted to say to you guys, we used to do a thing back with Keith, can I get a ruling, where you talk about maybe social situations you may find yourself
in.
Yeah,
I love this. This is great. Let's
you go. Know, what's the procedure? Is it cool to do this?
Yep.
Is it not cool to do this?
Ask the FaceTime question.
I think it is super annoying. Do not do it. Do not FaceTime me. If you want to like out of the blue.
Yeah.
If you want to FaceTime me, send me a text and say, hey, can I FaceTime you? But you just FaceTiming me out of the blue, to me, is akin to just showing up at my door at 1 a.m. and ringing my doorbell.
It's a drop-in. It's like maybe not even 1 o'clock, maybe at 5 o'clock at, you know, dinner time. Someone knocks at your door. Well, who the hell is knocking at my door?
And why do you want to see my face? Like, why do you have to see my whole environment? Or I don't want to see your face. I just think it's crazy. Maybe
what do you need to do? Put your makeup on or get your influencer light charged?
I stand with Stiz on this.
Oh, my God. As I am being FaceTimed right now by Andy Hart.
Way to go, Andy.
Oh, hey, Stiz.
Don't ever FaceTime me again.
Oh, sorry. I'll text
hang
you.
Up, hang up, hang up.
There is a highly intrusive nature to somebody.
Very,
like,
very.
Like texting you, no
very.
Big deal, obviously.
Yep.
You know, somebody somebody calling you, it's like, oh my God, the phone portion of this still works.
Yeah.
But like somebody just FaceTiming you out of the blue, like you just want to see my face. Like it's easier for you to talk this way because you can't, like I can talk to you in the car. I can't FaceTime with you in the car. Not that I haven't before.
I was
hey, kids.
You should try it sometime.
Plus, is
not supposed to text in the car, but it happens.
For me, FaceTime is personal. That's like
it is personal.
Wife.
Now Arcan is FaceTiming me. I hate you, Christian.
You shouldn't have said it. You shouldn't have told. Don't ever FaceTime me.
Now everyone's gonna FaceTime you, Stiz. You just unleashed absolute visual hell on
phone
yourself.
On silent.
I think the way you said it, Stiz, is acceptable. Text the person. Hey, can I FaceTime you? And then if you get the answer you want, then you do it. Otherwise, you don't. It's like calling me. Who's calling me?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I almost feel the same way.
It's worse than calling.
This is going to sound crazy. I almost feel the same way about a phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
Text me and say, hey, Stanley, can I call you?
Can you talk? No. All right. For example, like I've got some friends I used to see regularly that when they lived on the East Coast that have moved to California. And it sometimes what they'll do is like, hey, are you up later? Want to grab a drink and FaceTime to catch up? So as opposed to just like talking.
Is that a booty call?
That's weird. Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wait. With a dude, you're telling me, Ted, it's weird.
I don't judge their things.
It's like 11 o'clock my time. I'm usually last one to bed. Yeah. It may be 8 or 9. Their kids go down. Yeah. And you just sort of like FaceTime and like, you know, make an old fashioned and catch up and, you know, shoot the breeze. I want to see the kids.
That's weird, but that's, I don't know. I'm not in, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a carryover from the pandemic when people used to do virtual happy hours.
Okay, maybe. Okay. So to each his own, but we all know don't FaceTime Stiz, and I think most of us agree.
Or just text him first, ask if it's okay to FaceTime. Yep. And then,
but just in general, just text. That would be my rule one. Start with a text, and maybe somebody will tell you when to escalate it to a call or to a FaceTime. Anyway.
How about DMs?
Sure, DMs are fine. My DMs are open for anybody who wants to contact me. We're an open show here.
DMs are open.
On Instagram, on Twitter. Yep. DM us. We'll interact. We love the fans.
Hit up Andy Hart, 617.
No. It's What If Wednesday. It's 5:30. And so we have the rules, because Ted needed me to sort of re-explain
this
to him.
He's
the new guy around here. And I said it's very simple. It's a sports-based question. What if ... And actually, this stems back from the Six Rings podcast. Fitzy and I started doing What If Wednesday on the podcast, Patriots related, a long time ago. And it was like, what if Mo Lewis never hit Drew Bledsoe and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So that was the roots of it. Now we expand it here to sort of all the sports teams, all the stars, all the sports. And, you know, so I'll start things off. And this is something that I've been kind of hot on this week.
Open up your your paper.
Okay, there's my paper. That was a very loud paper opening. I need to clean that up a little bit. What if Malcolm Butler had played in the Super Bowl against the Eagles? One of the most famous, why didn't he? Even he answered it this week at the Super Bowl. You know, it was a coach's decision. Okay, whatever. We've moved on from why you didn't. Let's just say you did. So Malcolm Butler plays. Can we all agree the Patriots win?
Yes. He makes some of the tackles.
Yep.
Jordan Richards and Johnson Bademosi whiffed on.
Okay, so
he
Patriots
just makes
win.
One play.
That's all it might take.
Just one play.
Patriots win the Super Bowl. That's two in a row for them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means the next season, which they actually ended up in real life, real world, original
Best thing that ever happened to Belichick is winning that next year.
They won the next year.
Yeah.
Do they win three in a row? Do they set history? Do we forget about the Chief Pete? Is it a Pat's Pete? Is it a Pat trick in a different way? Not Patrick Mahomes, but Patriots Patrick?
It's a Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, yes.
My gut says yes.
Or does it change everything and now the pressure's on, everybody's chasing them, it's like 07 all over again, history.
I'm trying to remember, 17, was that the year they wanted to trade Gronk after that year?
18, the Migo vroom vroom on the motorcycle.
Yes.
That was June of 2018.
So, so maybe that would have been tough if they're still wanting to trade Gronk and his heads. They still won the Super Bowl.
But does everything else change? And that is my theory. If they play Malcolm Butler, they win that Super Bowl. I don't even really care whether they win the third one or not. Tom Brady does not begin to have a deep divide in his relationship with Bill Belichick, because I think it started that day when he looked at Bill making decisions that didn't make sense for the team, that didn't have the team's best interests at heart. Robert Kraft said the same damn thing in the Dynasty. He started to have a divide. That was the first time I didn't think what he did what was in the best for the New England Patriots.
Don't think?
So therefore, those divides don't happen. Whether they win the third Super Bowl or not, Tom Brady's still the quarterback. Bill Belichick's still the head coach. I think Tom Brady right now might be the president of the New England Patriots running the football
that's
show.
That's interesting.
I think Bill Belichick would be the president emeritus running the Patriots. I think the family, the Patriot Nation, everything would have stayed together longer and better. And all of that would have been changed if they had just played.
I'll give you two, because famously there was, I believe, a chef or somebody who worked at the stadium who heard Brady walking off the field yelling, "I'm done with him. I'm effing done with him."
No, no. The beginning of the end was that.
He was so mad. I'll give you this, too. I think if Butler plays, they win that Super Bowl. Brady ends up with the Patriots longer than Belichick.
Yeah, see, I think they would have, maybe. I don't know who retires first. I think they both retire Patriots. I think there's no firings. I think the dynasty peters out instead of getting sort of chopped off, lopped off like a limb. I think it changes everything. That was arguably one of the most important points in the Patriot dynasty, Patriot history. It changed everything in so many ways. So, Ted,
can I refute that? Can I push back? Or?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, no. I think you're wrong.
I think Belichick still. Belichick wanted to coach without Brady.
Okay,
he wanted to separate himself from Brady.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't offer him bad contracts like you did if you didn't want to separate yourself from. I don't think winning that Super Bowl would have changed how Belichick thought of, you know, contracts for Tom Brady after
that. I agree 100%.
So Tom,
I think it changed what Tom thought of Bill. Tom was done with Bill.
You think Tom
would have quit the game of chicken? He would have gone to Robert's house on, what was it, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, Fitzy?
You think he still would take crappy contracts?
The night before, because on St. Patrick's Day, the Forever Patriot post came out at 8:30.
I think he would have still been smitten with the idea of Bill Belichick does what's in the best interest of the football team.
You know what? You should get paid, Tommy. This isn't Tommy Foxborough.
But Giselle, we win. He always does what's best.
Yeah, they win because of you, Bubba.
Yeah.
Let's go. Whatever her nickname is for him, Ruby.
Johnny Effing Foxborough.
I would have to disagree. I think it was inevitable that the two would have split, no matter what. I think Bill it was hell bent on coaching without Tom.
And I'll tell you what else, Ted. Giselle does not have a baby with Johnny Jiu-Jitsu if Butler plays.
Nobody needed to see that.
How about that? That's it comes back to that. Yeah.
So Fitzy, what's your?
Hey, by the way, I thought he did a good job with that infernoon news. You know that his ex got a little baby and still had to buckle down and call a Super Bowl game.
Compartmentalize, I believe that's what
he held his head up high. He took the high road, which I thought was.
He had an $800,000 watch on his wrist. He's freaking doing fine. He's Tom freaking Brady.
What do you got, Fitzy?
Well, along the same lines of keeping the family together, let me just get this.
Oh, you're a
right
loud
here.
Opener, too.
Yeah, hold on. My fly's down, too.
And the winner
is those chips. Here we go. There's a lot going on there. Along the same lines of keeping the family together and extending the dynasty so everybody could finish up as a big, happy, winning Foxborough family, I'll ask you this question. In 2019, what if the New England Patriots drafted A.J. Brown instead of N'Keal Harry at the end of the first round?
I like it. You know what I think that does? It adds to my vision of the dynasty being longer and better and together because I think Tom Brady's happy. Tom Brady's got a go-to big play receiver, a young guy that he can actually trust. Why are you shaking your head again?
Sorry.
Ted, rookie year.
Your facial expressions tell a thousand words.
Until he changes the contract, it doesn't matter.
It's not all about the money, Ted.
It was for Tom at the end. At the end, it was. It wasn't for the first 18 years. Yeah, Fitzy. I mean, am I wrong in that?
No. He took it on the wallet for the longest time that he could. But then eventually, as he saw that Belichick wasn't going to give him his, he started to sort of like seclude, and he didn't even get the players and the assets he wanted. He couldn't pick the players, didn't get the money he wanted. But instead of N'Keal Harry, who was useless the first half of the season and then pretty much just as useless the second half of the season,
I was gonna say,
what if they
change?
Were able to... He was just
so he was
useless
the whole year. Then
useless the entire time, and the one damn touchdown that he scored that would have mattered was one that was called out of bounds by the freaking refs in the Chiefs game. Yeah.
They don't rig it, Fitzy.
So in 2019, if you had AJ Brown, if you had AJ Brown instead of the corpse of N'Keal Harry, AJ Brown in Tennessee, his rookie season with Ryan Effin Tannehill, 52 catches, 1,051 yards, and 8 touchdowns. I'm going to go ahead and say those numbers would have probably increased by 15% on the New England Patriots, meaning that Brady beats the Titans or beats another team in the wild card. Hell, doesn't even play in the wild card round. They go to the divisional round. They go back to Andy. They could have maybe even won four straight Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. A Foxborough four-peat?
The four-pack, baby.
Four score and 7 years ago, we kicked your ass and won the Super Bowl. I like it, Fitzy. I agree with you. I think that could have changed a lot of things.
Yes, everything. Everything.
All right.
Think about it.
All right, so open yours
up.
All
right, here we go.
How's your paper?
All right. What if Bill Belichick
still opening it.
Had stayed with the Jets?
Oh, this is in your
right
wheelhouse.
Right up your alley.
This is in your wheelhouse. Bill Belichick stays with the Jets, so he does not become the head coach of the Patriots. So, therefore, Ted Johnson is not coached by Bill Belichick. That changes everything for the tone of this radio show, I can tell you.
Belichick would have been fired in 2003 by the Jets.
Yeah, so that means that Tom Brady wasn't drafted by the Patriots then. Theoretically, if Belichick's not here.
I mean,
if Tom
this is
was,
your what if. You're the maestro.
You know what? We would if Bill Belichick stayed with the Jets, we would have been just fine.
Oh!
We would have been just fine.
Let's go.
Hey, you know how I feel about those mid-90s teams.
Yeah, but who's your coach?
You know what?
Dom Capers?
Who would have
been
our coach?
Wasn't that the rumored coach? Terry Donahoe and Dom Capers were going to run the Patriots?
I can't remember.
I think it was Dom Capers.
I think it would have been okay.
You'd be fine with Dom Capers?
Nah.
I think he had a toupee.
He, you know what? Look, let's face it. Bill was a big part of our success. No question about it.
Whole 10%.
10% of our success. He was. So we win maybe one or two Super Bowls, not three. Maybe.
So you still think the core of the New England Patriots with Dom Capers as the head coach wins the Super Bowl in the early
2000s? I do.
I don't totally disagree with you.
I do.
I think there's the issue I would have here.
If Tom was our quarterback.
Okay, that's
the key.
You got to get rid of Drew. And I don't say that lightly, but Drew had played his course in New England, in my opinion.
I agree.
You needed a new quarterback.
If Tom was our quarterback, I think we would have been okay. We would have won two Super Bowls.
Super fan Fitzy, you okay with this revisionist history? Yep. Bill Belichick never comes to New England, and the early 2000 Patriots still win a Super Bowl or two.
Bill's phenomenal head coach. There you go. See?
Do the Patriots win a Super Bowl? Well, no. I don't believe they do.
So you don't like the core of talent, the McGinnis, the Laws, the Malloys, the Johnsons. You don't think the core is there?
I think you guys go to the playoffs, Ted. I think you're a perennial playoff contender. I don't think you've without the guarantee of Brady and the little extra something, you know, that 10-15% that Bill added to the soup. I don't think you guys clear the hurdle and win the ultimate game.
It is an interesting debate. You know, it is.
So the flip side, real quick here: do the Jets win any Super Bowls, or does he get fired in New York, as Fitzy said, three or four years?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. It's a question. It's what if.
He goes down in a blaze of glory, and he's never even considered even close to being the greatest of all time. That's not even.
So he never wins the Super Bowl. He's fired by the Jets, and he moves on.
How's he done without Brady?
Well,
in his career.
Not great.
So I'd like to assume he probably.
Oh, that old chestnut.
You know.
People love to play that card.
Am I wrong in saying it?
It's facts. Those are the facts. Well, that is What If Wednesday.
I like that.
What if Malcolm Butler had played? Changes everything. What if they had drafted A.J. Brown? Definitely changes everything. And what if Bill Belichick stays with the Jets?
Yeah.
Changes everything in some form or fashion. What If Wednesday? I enjoy it. It's going to be a staple moving forward here on WEEI Afternoons. Another staple is Odds and Ends, and that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.